I used to still believe I could not afford anything. So I was still stuck in my scarcity mindset, even though I moved past that. And this is why I'm so excited to share what I now know, because I don't want you to be stuck in that cycle when you may have misunderstood the Bible or you may have had a very poor money story, but I want to help you break free of that.
Welcome back to another episode of Health, Healing, and Holiness. I'm super excited because today on the show, I have my friend Raina, who helps Christian female entrepreneurs break free from the cycle of fear, guilt, scarcity, and avoidance by shifting their money mindset with biblical principles. So that you can find peace and freedom with money while keeping your heart on Jesus. Her unique approach helped her let go of her scarcity mindset, pay off $250,000 in 5 years, and save over $100,000 while seeking the Lord. It is time to have fun transforming your relationship with money so you can earn more without fear, achieve your goals faster, and make a bigger impact, all while keeping God first. Welcome to Health, Healing, and Holiness. I'm your host, Kristen Owens, daughter of the King, mom of three, and 3 decades in the health industry. I've learned not only the importance of building healthy foundations with simplicity, but also making heavenly principles the ultimate foundation for success. Let me guess, you're a goal-getter, ambitious, driven, and your health has suffered, and your relationship with Christ, well, it almost feels non-existent. Let's not talk about skipping meals, drive-through runs, and caffeine to get you going. No need to worry, sister. I have the solutions for you. It's time to prioritize health and holiness as your success strategy. It's all about healthy, simple foundations that can change everything. I mean everything. Ditch difficult, embrace ease with a dash of Godspiration. Grab your hot bevy, hit play, and let the good vibes and Holy Spirit wisdom flow. Let's dive in. So, Raina, I want to thank you for being here on the show with us today. And I just want to say that this is a topic that is so important because, you know, as you and I have talked about, God wants to take his daughters higher. He wants to help us to go beyond our limits, help us to not only, you know, get out of debt, not only pay our bills, but I know that he wants us to make an impact in the world. And that is also through finances. So I've read your bio, and you are a Christian coach that helps Christian female entrepreneurs, and you have a pretty amazing story. So I wanted to start out with you sharing that story, briefly sharing that story, and then we're going to get in, because this topic today, just to remind you listening, is how to ditch money hustle. So those of you that listen to me, you know I'm all about slowing down. It's about really prioritizing your whole health over hustle. So the reason why I want to have this conversation with my friend Raina is because money, I believe, is actually about your health. So if you are not feeling your best, yes, you need to move your body. Yes, you need to eat well. All the things that we talk about here on this podcast. But one thing is we need to realize that finances are part of us being well. Raina is going to probably talk about that if your finances are not in order, if you don't have a peace about your finances, where you are in your finances and all the things that go along with it, it will actually create stress in your body. And that is what we want to avoid, right? We want to try to avoid more stress than what our body can handle. So Raina, I would love for you to take a couple minutes just to share your story. I've read your bio, so the ladies know, but I want you to get into us and really just share what Holy Spirit wants you to share with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me today. So my story in a nutshell is that I come from a small island called Tahiti. So my first language is French. And I'm currently talking to you from New Zealand. And so at the end of my scholarship, when I studied in New Zealand, I met would come back to New Zealand. I moved in with one suitcase, no job, and an empty apartment in the middle of winter with a broken windows, no couch, no table. We could not afford to pay for anything, so he rented the fridge. And we lived like this for over 6 to 8 months because I couldn't get a job being a foreigner. Even though my background is in economic and accounting back home, when you move to a new country, it doesn't matter. So it was very tough. And this is where I experienced lack and scarcity firsthand. And we didn't have money to pay for everyday things. So my husband was accumulating debt on top of his student loan, and everything snowballed very quickly. So it wasn't because we were not managing anything, we just didn't have anything to manage. But God have taught me that we needed to be faithful with the little bit we had. So that's where I learned to manage every little bit. And when I started having a job, because I had to clean toilets at night, sort mails because nobody wanted to employ me, even with my background. It was tough because I was on a nice job before and now this is what I was doing. I really appreciate the value of work and receiving God's provision in those difficult moments. Even though it was tough, I could see his hand throughout the whole journey. And thanks to him and his teaching, I've created a very unique methodology who helped me pay off $250,000 of debt in 5 years and also save over six figures. So no matter where you are today, don't lose hope because you can change the situation with God and by you transforming your relationship with money and shifting your money mindset. Because when I've reached the six figures and I'm currently mortgage free, I used to still believe I could not afford anything. So I was still stuck in my scarcity mindset, even though I moved past that. And this is why I'm so excited to share what I now know, because I don't want you to be stuck in that cycle when you may have misunderstood the Bible or you may have had a very poor money story, but I want to help you break free of that so you can make the impact you talked about just earlier on. So that's really me in a nutshell. And I'm so excited to do what I do because if I help you, a mom, with your finance, I'm also helping your kids because your relationship with money is their current money story. And that will be their future generation money story too. So I can't wait to do the work to help you change that and be the ripple effect in the next generation and legacy as well.
I love it. I love all of it. And there's a lot of pieces. I was going to have a pen and write stuff down. And I thought I'll be writing everything down because there's a few things I want to pull out of there. But the one thing that I want to pull out from what you said about you, what you achieved, you know, paying off $250,000 in 5 years, that's a lot of money. And for most people, I think that when we think and see, okay, I have $250,000 of debt, it's so overwhelming and so big, our brains can't fathom how that's possible. Even though the word says all things are possible with God, you have to believe it though. And when you make a decision that this is what you're going to do and what you desire to do and partner with God as CEO, as you've already mentioned, he taught you and he gave you a methodology. And so I want to talk about just the more about how you got to this place, but then you still notice you've had that lack scarcity mindset and how that needs to shift for you to go past that and beyond that so that it's not an issue anymore, which I would assume right now is not an issue for you. So can you talk a little bit more about that?
That's right. Yeah. And it's so important. I will remember the day I decided something needed to change. We were in our bedroom, broken window in the middle of winter. I come from an island with sun. There's no winter. We lay down in bed and we both, me and my husband, screamed because of pain. The bed was so frozen that it seized our back. And this is where I realized, oh, we can't live like this. Something needed to change. And I was working as a activity manager and a guest relation on a luxury cruise ship. And this is where I am now. I say, God, please, what do I need to do to change the situation? And this is where I made the decision with God to change what was going to happen instead of being stuck in the victim mindset and like, I can't change anything, nothing will change. I took that first step of deciding. Then I looked at, okay, we need to know where you are in order to create a plan to where you want to go. Often people start creating goals without realizing where they are first. Like if you have a GPS, it's great to put the destination, but if the GPS doesn't know where you're starting, you're not going anywhere. So you need to really look at your numbers, what's going on. And from that, you create the plan that you need to create to get to your destination. So this is the first thing to do when you have problem with your finance. Now, when it comes to your mindset, because you were stuck maybe in a scarcity or lack mentality from a very young age, or when you started a relationship with your husband, this is a groove in your mind. This is pathway of repeating the same thought, feeling and habits, because you are acting the same way over and over again, thinking I can't afford it, we should not buy it. And so for me, after reaching my goal of six figures, being mortgage free, my husband said, let's buy a new thing. I don't know, we can't afford it. It was just automatic without even me realizing. And this is where I'm like, hey, what's going on here? So awareness was the first thing when it comes to my mindset to realize I was stuck in a loop. And this is where then I had to work with, a framework, which is flip the table, which God gave me, which is so funny, which have helped me then move past that and be able to walk in faith, knowing who is my provider. There's abundance in Christ. And with him, as you say, I can do anything. And it's really a process. When it comes to mindset, it's not like managing money. It takes time because there's stories and a loop in your mind that has been on repeat that we need to uproot and replace with a more powerful sword, biblically blessed, so that you can operate more empowering and in a way that is actually glorifying to God and take you where you want to go, because your mindset will keep you stuck.
Yes. And, you know, just like Joyce Meyer actually says, where the mind goes, the man follows. And we know that Romans 12:2 says that we're to renew our mind, right? So my question for those of you listening is, what are you renewing your mind with? You know, there's a lot of coaches out there, principals out there, gurus out there that are kind of teaching the same thing that the Bible teaches. But just as one of my mentors has said before, that you can have, oh my gosh, I'm going to butcher it, but when you take the prince out of the principle, so there's principles that the world is following, but if you take the prince out of the principles, it actually kind of becomes witchcraft. Like it's not, we're not glorifying God anymore, right? So the Romans 12:2 says that we need to renew our mind. And so how then can we renew our mind in terms of how we're stewarding our money well, especially for those listening? You know, we've got women listening that are six figures already and they're looking to go beyond. We have women that are listening that are, you know, maybe in a place like how, where you are, or maybe just, you know, have gotten out of that place, but they're like, ah, I don't know where to go. So in terms of renewing our mind, what can we do to really solidify and change the reticulated activating system, the RAS in our brain, to create new neural pathways so that we do renew the mind? Because that's the science of it, right? The RAS in our brain, neural pathways, that's the science. But we know science confirms what the Bible already says, right? So what can we do spiritually according to the word to actually put this into action to renew our mind?
Very good question. And that's very important. And I'm glad you talked about Romans 12 too, because this is what made me become a coach. I had that verse on my spirit, which made me be like, okay, this is what I needed to do, because there were too many people teaching money the wrong way. It wasn't biblically based. So this is, I got that stir in my spirit. This is what I needed to do. So to address your question, The first thing you need to do is first awareness. If you don't know what you don't know, you can't change it. So you need to take what we say, your thought captive. And this is where you kind of catch that negative thought and then you put it at God's feet and ask him by leaning on him, is that a truth? Is that the enemy lie? Show me what's the root of that thought. It could be a past experience. It could be just the enemy trying to stop you walking in faith in your calling because he doesn't want you to glorify God with what you do. So yeah. It's very important to address the thought, the origin of it, and then through repetition, prayers, reading the word, asking God to uproot the identity that you may have taken on because of the thought you believed in. Because many of my clients start to say, I'm bad with money. No, you are the daughter of the king. That's the only identity I want you to have.
Yes.
You have habits at the moment that is not helping you being better with finance. Yes, totally agree. But you are not bad with money. You are learning to be a better steward. But we need to take off the identity or the label we so easily put on ourselves. And I find that women are so much more tough with themselves when it comes to finance. You need to also give yourself grace. So to remove those limiting beliefs is first awareness, as I mentioned. You need to then lean on God and ask him, where is it coming from? Help me uproot this. And then the third part of my process is what I call instill new thought and habit. Because we are trying to change a habit loop at the moment in your mind. So we need to repeat that with a new thought that is biblically based. So you take that from the word of God with the armor of God, fighting against the enemy. And you need to create a new habit so that your mind will always be looking for proof.
Yes.
So you show him, I'm stepping toward what I want to do now. The old is there, but I'm no longer doing that because this is the direction I'm taking. And at the end, step four of my process is pursue God over money. I'm going to show you how to be better with your finance. I don't want money to become an idol in your life.
Yes.
God is first and he needs to stay the master of your heart and your life as well. So I always want you to surrender your plan, your desire to God so he can check your heart. And make sure that money is just a way to make an impact, but it's not the goal that you're chasing after.
Yes. And that's huge, huge, huge. I mean, we could talk an entire episode on that alone because we are in I'm obviously, as you know, I'm in Toronto and just in North America alone, probably where you are too, but definitely in North America, man, money has become an idol. The spirit of mammon, right? It's become an idol because it's a lot of money to live here now. I don't know what it is like in New Zealand, but in Toronto area, it's gone up dramatically. And I think for everyone in the last 4 years, it has. However, it's so easy and the devil is studying us and he knows our buttons and he knows how he can get in and he comes in so sly, we don't even realize it. And so this is where I believe, and this is what I teach my community is, you know, every day you're getting up and you're surrendering your plans. Like, because again, that awareness and the intention of making sure that we are even, and our words are powerful, speaking out, Lord, what would you have me do today? Lord, Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me and give me the awareness of when I'm actually striving. This is why in my community, it's all about letting go of the hustle and the striving and the grinding for the next level, the next rank, the next pay, the next whatever, the next client. It's like if when you put God first, everything else will be added unto you, right? So, okay. So, oh gosh, there's so many questions. So let's go back to how then as we start, you know, moving towards the end of our talk today, what kind of tips that beside what you were saying, like say in our everyday life, I'm just thinking about, you know, situations that I've been in where, you know, sometimes I feel like I need things. I always talk about, do you need it or do you want it? You know, there's a difference between a need and a want. How can a woman be in a place where she's out shopping And she knows that she's on a budget, but she knows that she needs to be putting money more towards women that I work with. They know they need to be putting more money towards what they do with their health. You know, whether it is, you know, organic food or whatever it might be, but they find themselves, and this is what my friend told me today. She says, but I find myself in these places where I go into Starbucks and I actually feel rich. I feel like I have more money there. So I want to spend more. And I'm like, isn't that interesting? Or there's a store in our town that is an awesome store. It's all about eco-friendly. And she says, I go into the store and I feel like, I just feel like there's things that I need. So what can you say to somebody? Because this is, she's not the only one. This, I've been there. So many people have been there. So when we're on a budget or when we want to focus on our money, it needs to go in this direction. What can we do? What is one simple thing, if it's one simple thing, can a woman do to ensure that she's keeping in her lane with keeping her finances on point?
There's so much to cover in this simple question, but to help you just see what we could do is the first thing that you mentioned is the lady who goes somewhere, she has an identity in her mind who made her believe that this is what she wants to do. My client sent me a message the other day. She said, my identity is to be an overgiver and everything like this. And because of that thought, she start overgiving when she can't currently because of the debt that she is in. So she's being a bad steward with the identity she put on herself and the habit she thinks is associated with it. So for that lady at that shop, Starbucks, I wonder what identity she believes she have associated with that space or even at the health shop. Maybe I'm the one that take care of myself. So everything is a need. So I need to spend on everything I want because this is the thought behind, you know, in the background. So it's important to stop always because what I say is called an emotional hijack. What's happening here? It's an emotional hijack. Your brain will always want you to find pleasure instead of pain. So if you have associated that space as something that is fun, is exciting, I can do whatever I want, your brain will continue reinforcing, yes, let's buy anything. Because we know that after purchase, we have a hit of dopamine. This is what it's called retail therapy, right? But then when you get home, you'll be like, oops. Guilt start to creep in. You start feeling bad about yourself. I should have known better. And the cycle become very negative. And then depending again on how you cope with your negative thought, will you go back to a different shop on Amazon and buy something because you need another hit of dopamine? Or are you going to go to the cupboard and eat some ice cream because you're looking for some relief from the feelings that you're just having right now? So again, different personality, different people. So that's why I say it's very deep, the question that you're asking. But what I'm going to say you can do, which is a simple trick to get from the emotional side of your mind back to the frontal cortex, the logical side of your mind, is in your wallet, when you're going to take off the credit card, I need you to write down here a Bible verse that is empowering to you and your goals. I don't know what the Bible verse will be that will remind you can do all things through Christ, but you can write down, I cannot wait to purchase furniture for my new house, if this is your goal. When you're going to take out your credit card to pay your whatever you wanted to buy, you may be like, this is not what I actually want to do. I would rather have that money to buy that amazing sofa that I've been looking for like forever instead of buying all those juice or anything that is nice, but it's not actually what I want. So this is a simple trick to break the pattern of your emotional brain and take you back to your brain. So there's a lot to uncover and I can't give you a straight answer because everybody is different and depending on how they are coping and the thought behind the action, there will be a different strategy to help them. But I hope that was still answering your question.
Yes, that was amazing. And if we can, I think that if we can go back to what the word says, right? When we meditate on the word, and that's the other thing I would even say is How much are we meditating on the word? I'm not saying meditating, you're sitting there, you know, like what the world does. Meditation is ruminating over something over and over. So, you know, you could be meditating on worry, meditating on what might happen, which usually it doesn't happen. However, mm-hmm. when you meditate on something long enough, because of the power of our thoughts and then our words that we speak, we can actually bring that to light. So meditating on a scripture, and this is one of the things that I was taught in Bible school, gosh, 20 years ago, and our pastor teaches at our church still to this day, is always finding scripture, like three scriptures even, that actually is related to your situation that you are going through. So if it's you know, a woman that's listening right now and she doesn't believe that God wants her to be wealthy and prosperous. Prosperous is not just about money. It's about many different areas, but it says in the word, what does the word say about what God wants you to be, right? God delights in the prosperity of his servant. So therefore, if he delights in the prosperity of his servant, he must be okay with that. So we need to look at who, just like you said, Raina, is who does God say we are? That's final authority. That's it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, or maybe, or I don't know if I know about, no, it's, that is it. So we just say, God, this is who you say I am. You say that I am prosperous. You say that I can do all things. So this challenge with my finances, I can do, even though I don't really feel like I can do it. You know, I think the, what you were just talking about, the dopamine hit. Marketers know this. Right? Marketers, retail, they know this, right? And so it's really important to understand that they know this, and this is what they're working on you to make sure that they're getting the hit that they want in you so you keep buying. It makes you feel better. Why do you think in the last 4 years, Amazon has grown, Uber Eats has grown, and everyone wants things quick and fast, but the word of God also says that it's not about doing things quick and fast. Those of you listening, you know, there's a lot of kingdom printers listening, or women in business, you know, CEOs working in a company, growing to, you know, new goals. And it's really important to realize that we need to focus on where God wants us to be, who God says we are, and making sure that we're surrendering all of our goals and all of our finances and all of our issues and all of our desires, everything to the Lord. So I would love to know, Raina, where can women find you? And if you have a free gift that you want to offer, and just to help take women to, you know, solidify what we've talked about today and maybe even go in another step.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm always hanging out on Instagram, and you can find me at Christian Money Mindset there. I have my own podcast, which is a Fun Money Habit podcast, where I share a lot of things about stewarding and mindset. And yes, there is a gift which will be uncovering your money story. So I want you to get a step back to start to understand why do you act the way you're currently acting or believing with your finances. It's like your origin story, pretty much, on money. And this is very important. So you stop going with the, I should have known better, I should have done that. Let go of that guilt by understanding this is why I've been acting a certain way. And just to recap something you said, when you have a scarcity mindset, ladies, you need to let go of it, because it will stop you from pricing your offer the right way, from investing in your business as well, because you will always believe it's, you can't afford it, and it will affect your children as well. And they will live in that sense of lack, which will be very bad for them growing up, because they will feel that they can't do anything when it comes to money. So we don't want that to happen as well. So yeah, so this is me. Thank you very much.
Amazing. Well, I'm so glad that you came, and you are one of the first five women in, you know, obviously, you know, I just started the podcast. And so you're one of the first five guests that I've had. And I'm so grateful that we met on Instagram, and we became fast friends, because of course we have such something bigger in common, right, in our beliefs. So thank you so much for being here. This was super valuable. And I'm glad that it will be living on YouTube and on the podcast in Pod World forever. So thank you, Raina, for coming. And thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll see you again next time.
If this podcast inspired, encouraged, or blessed you in any way, the number one way you can help me is share with a friend or fellow entrepreneur. Number two, leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts. And number three, take a screenshot of this episode and share on your social channels. And make sure you tag me at Kristen Owens Wellness so I can share on mine. And we can help more people together. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.